Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning, and look who's here. It's Dave Nellis,
hello,
everybody.
Hello, hello. Wow. Happy to be back so early. I was here like 7 hours ago. It's
I know.
A good thing, though.
Wow, how do you wake up so early when you don't normally get up this early?
You know, what I find is like the first day is fine.
It's the day,
it's
two
day
and three.
It's day two and three that really... But I don't do day two and three.
Right.
But I just do one.
You just pop in.
And tomorrow's Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you are not mistaken.
So it'll be all right.
Going to be 12, going to be some sunshine today, and I love this time of year because this is the week where the sun coming up starts to creep into when we come to work. So if you're in your car right now, you can relate. This is the week, first week of May every single year where you're like, okay, it's 5:30 and the sun's about to come
it
up,
It actually
right?
makes a huge difference.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm happier, I'm nicer.
Yeah.
It affects my personality.
What's going on with you today, Leah? What's happening?
I'm going to a derby party on Saturday.
What's a derby party?
Like a Kentucky Derby party, but it's not Kentucky.
So
it's
you mean
in Toronto.
Horse racing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
At Woodbine?
At Woodbine, yeah.
Oh.
So I want to dress up like one of those girls. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have to wear a big hat for
Do you
some
think
reason.
I should wear a big hat with
Absolutely
feathers
should
and
wear
stuff
a big
like
hat.
That?
Yeah, go crazy.
They have a best dress contest. I want to win it.
Are you watching episodes of Yellowstone leading
oh,
into the
go.
Weekend?
No, I don't watch that show.
You know, you've never seen Yellowstone?
I've never seen Yellowstone. No, I don't watch that show.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. It's stupid.
Yeah,
but
it's
also
whack.
Thank you for
it
telling
is
me.
Whack.
It's
You're
whack.
The only person
what?
I've ever met
Adam,
that thought it was
stupid.
Like it.
It's stupid, but I would absolutely watch it because it's extremely entertaining.
All right.
But it's so stupid.
It is whack, though.
But very good. Thank you, James. Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
James, if I'm not mistaken, you're a pretty healthy guy. Like
I think so.
You pride yourself on your workouts and eating well and that sort of thing.
I have an 80-20 rule.
80-20.
So it's like 5 days out of the week, I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to my workouts because I enjoy that. I can go to the gym every day, but the food is like 5 days out of the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, Friday, Saturday, I just do whatever I want.
Okay. I mean, I like that.
Yeah.
I like
so
that because you need
days?
That flexibility
Would
in your
you
life.
Would you call them cheat days?
Yeah, like definitely call them cheat days because like my thing is this. It's not my business. I make zero money off of working out. I just enjoy doing it. And until I'm making money, I'm just, I always say I just work out so I can live my life on Friday.
Right,
Saturday.
There you go. There you go. I like that.
I don't mind that.
So the new thing in health, you know how people were putting butter in their coffee a few years ago?
Yeah.
You ever heard that? Now it's salt.
Salt.
Yeah, they say it's putting salt in your coffee apparently helps you wake up. And they like their entire countries like Taiwan that actually have salt blended coffees.
Really?
And they're like on everyday menus and stuff like that. There are people that say that you know, obviously you don't want to put crazy amounts in, but your body does lose excess amounts of sodium when you drink coffee, so this is a way to kind of put it back in.
Okay, so there's
so in the morning it may make you feel better.
Yeah, there's science behind that, and I actually do kind of think it might taste good. Like if you had like a salted caramel latte, let's say.
Ooh, okay.
Like,
that's a lot of sugar.
But doesn't that sound great?
It does sound good.
That sounds really? Good, but salt in regular coffee sounds disgusting. No, that sounds gross.
You're not going to do that?
I will try it.
Salt into coffee?
I will try it.
Somebody said...
You want to try it this morning?
You want to try this?
I'll try it this morning.
Okay.
We're going to put them to the test.
For
people,
the people, them.
People on TikTok are saying when you drink black coffee, it really brings out the coffee's flavor.
Oh.
So if you really like the flavor of coffee as well.
You know, I'm coming around to the actual flavor of coffee.
Are
so
you? Okay.
So here's the story. I never drank coffee until I had a son. When I
had
kids, I picked it. Coincidentally enough, I started losing my hair at the same time.
coincidentally, yeah.
So I started, and then, but I was heavy on, you know, the creamers and that because I didn't like it. But as I'm starting to dial that back a bit.
Okay.
You know?
Nice.
So I'm like, listen, for the people listening, the citizens, the fine patrons of Toronto, if they want me to try a salt coffee and deliver the verdict, I will do it.
I want to know that, especially from a guy that's not like a crazy coffee drinker. Yeah.
We're going to test that theory.
Let's do it.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah. Not, oh, are we in 10 minutes?
Yes, we
oh,
are.
We're doing that? Okay, all right.
Not all heroes wear capes, y'all.
Oh, I'm so sure.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I just want to let you know that producer Leah has gone to Starbucks.
Yes.
Because she's grabbing... salt and coffee for dames to try. The new thing, the new health kick thing, is salt and coffee. It used to be butter and coffee.
Yeah.
And there are people texting in just unprompted saying
already?
That they used. Yeah. One from Peterborough. My grandma used to put salt in her coffee before she even brewed it.
Really?
So she would put it in with the actual grounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the 647. And by the way, you can't be Jamaican without mentioning that you're Jamaican. Thank you, producer Leah.
I know. Is Leah here? Where'd Leah go?
From the 647. My Jamaican father has been putting a pinch of salt in his coffee for decades. Wow. He turns 90 on Saturday.
So there is something to it.
There, I guess.
First it was Atkins, then it was Bernstein, then it was keto, and now it's salt coffee.
Salty coffee.
They're going to call me Salt Bay after this.
Now, I'm not sure if he's turning 90 because he put salt in coffee. I had an uncle that lived till he was 90. He had one tooth, and he was smoking the whole time. So, you know, like, I think sometimes it's genetics.
Really?
Real story, yeah.
That's real story?
Absolutely.
Lived to 90.
Lived to 90.
Smoked every day?
So his philosophy was, and this is hilarious, his philosophy was, why would I quit smoking? All my friends who quit smoking died. And we were like,
weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, but you're like, all right, man, go ahead. So
your uncle was convinced it was the cigarettes keeping him alive.
Well, he this is what is sustaining him. And you know what? It made him happy. And at a certain point, you're like, just let the man live.
Got to respect that.
Dames is going to try this salty coffee next on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
More people claiming this salt in your coffee is a good thing.
Yeah, we get a lot of texts on this.
Poor credit. My grandfather lived till he was 99. It was a complication from a broken hip that finally got him. But he had a shot of grappa every day. No salted coffee.
What's grappa?
That's the
it's not grappa, Jamaican Leo. All right,
I never said it was
grappa.
It's I believe, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's Greek, and it tastes like black licorice, but it's like a shot.
Whoa,
yeah,
oh,
and
okay.
I've had it at Greek weddings, and it is like it's fire all the way right
there. They call that a sinus cleanser.
Yeah, no kidding, man. They say pinch of salt also works in cocoa or hot chocolate as well. Okay, James, so you got your coffee there.
I did, yes.
Now,
thank you for this, by the way.
No problem. Can you try it out? Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let me throw a little something in there.
You got the salt in there.
Sorry, we don't have stir sticks in here anymore for some reason. So I gotta use a plastic fork. Upside down fork.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Make it work.
Make sure it's on camera there, Leo. I'm stirring it up,
there
little
it is.
Darling.
And salt is in there. We can all...
confirm. We did a two-packet of salt.
Two packets of salt? That might be too much salt, guys.
No, that's what they called for.
Is that what they said?
Okay.
Yes. Yo, Leah.
Yeah.
Yo.
What?
It's supposed to be a pinch of salt. Not a two-pack.
I didn't see pinch.
Not a two-pinch of salt.
She said a two-pinch. She played two-pack. Like right. Shakur up in the salt.
Anyways, you're going to prove the theory. Let's see.
All right, James, take it. What do we think?
Two might have been too much.
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Dan's drinking ocean coffee over here.
Okay, The point wasn't about the taste.
You just wanted him to taste something awful
this morning.
Didn't
No, 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 no. We wanted to prove the point. The point of waking you up even more, right?
Okay.
Wasn't that the point? So we'll see.
Okay.
Although we didn't need Dames to be, you know, even more than he
is electric.
Already.
Okay. So I'm already in trouble with the Italian community. By the way, grappa is Italian. Ouzo is Greek.
There we go.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, both. Burn the hell out of your tongue. Just throw that. So are you going to finish that coffee? Or
yeah,
what?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
I cannot finish this coffee, but I will say this. Just do a pinch.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
All right. NBC, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers are committed to paying staffers for 3 weeks amid the writer's strike.
Just three.
I said what I said.
Conan O'Brien, the last time, paid his writers the entire time.
Which is 2007, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't know, Hollywood is pretty much on shutdown right now. The writers are striking. They want better pay. You know, typical strike things. And as a result, we're not getting new late night. We're not getting new episodes of anything. And this is interesting, though, because what happened here was... They're in arbitration. They're trying to sort some stuff out, including this. How long are we going to pay you guys until we shut the faucet off and then we see how long the strike goes. And typically, Fallon and Seth Meyers, they're not on those calls, but they were on the call this time around. And it comes as a result of Jimmy Fallon just literally not really seeming to care about what happens to his staff and his crew.
Okay.
So it seems that there's definitely some vitriol in the negotiating tables as it pertains to this particular NBC arbitration, I guess you could call it. But I don't know, man. I think they're betting on this not lasting more than 3 weeks.
Well, the ask is, I think they're asking for less than 3%. In terms of the whole raise for the entire industry, less than 3% of the profits of the industry. So not just the net gains, but the profit. So
right.
So they're literally saying, like, listen, we create all this stuff. We just want less than 3% of it. Doesn't seem like a crazy ask.
And that's the ask. And if you come back at a 50-50 split on three, it's 1.5.
It's nothing.
Just get them back in the writer's room, come on. All right? Missy Elliott, she's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We can give a clap for
Missy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good for her.
All right. She was obviously inducted. And she's joining Kate Bush, Rage Against the Machine, Sheryl Crow, George Michael, The Spinners, and Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson. I can't believe he's not in there.
I'm excited for The Spinners, too. People don't give them a lot of credit, but they're a great, great band.
Got to give credit where credit is due. Missy Elliott now, she became the first female rapper ever nominated for it.
Oh, wow. That, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But it's okay. She's in.
Queen Latifah didn't get that. No Lil' Kim. No.
There was no UNITY there.
Wow. That's shocking.
I know.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see more in the coming years.
But you know what? Hopefully it opens the floodgates.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because like 20 years from now, Nicki should be in there. But who else?
Nicki should be in there.
Who else,
absolutely.
Though?
Well, Kim, he just named it. Queen Latifah 100% should have been all in already.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
You think so?
Yes. MC Light.
Based on music or Queen Latifah as a brand?
No, based on music.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe five Queen Latifah songs.
And think
about... I don't have to. We know.
Listen,
that she's
I straight
a lady.
Up
she started the game.
But you got to remember that when she came in, it was like, it never happened. Early 90s,
you're not wrong. But this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Like, if we're talking Hollywood stars?
Yes.
100%.
But just on based on music alone.
Based on music alone, I don't know if I can give that to
them. They should change the title of that because they induct hip hop male artists all the time. And we've seen like Al Green has been inducted. Like it's not particularly pertaining to rock and roll.
Well, that's part of the dust up here. Because a lot of people are like, well, these are not rock and roll artists.
I think it's supposed to be pop music, right?
It's like it's legends.
I know.
It's legends of music is what it is.
Yeah. They might need to think about changing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Change the name. Whatever. It's just the Hall of Fame for music people.
That's right.
All right? That's what I call it. Also, I've been there in Cleveland. Extremely disappointing.
Really?
It's kind of boring.
No.
Yeah. There's Michael Jackson's
it's
glove.
Cleveland.
All right. That's good. Cool. Yeah, I know. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're never going to believe what J-Lo's mom said on national TV.
Wait, hold on. Help. J-Lo has a mom?
J-Lo has a mom, yes.
What's she look like?
She's a normal looking
senior. She's a mom,
senior.
Just like Levi.
Yeah.
She's
hold
a mom.
On a second. Hold on.
Anyway,
Guadalupe Rodriguez?
Yeah.
That's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She oh.
Okay. Adam, just continue.
So what I'm saying is, so she said something on national TV about J-Lo and Ben because you know they got back together. Now let me first ask you this,
right,
Leah, because you are from a religious household. Okay?
Absolutely.
Would your mother ever pray for your relationship? Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and if she really liked the guy, like she loves RJ, if you and RJ broke up, would she pray for you guys to get back together? Do you think?
100%. And she would pray for me to not get back together with somebody that she didn't like. She'd pray for me to gain the wisdom.
Okay.
To understand who to pick.
Right.
And she has. This has already happened.
And the reason I'm asking this, too, is because...
Lord Jesus.
Because James and his wife, high school sweethearts, did have a little bit of a break in between.
We had a lull.
How long was the lull?
Maybe a year or so.
Okay, just a year.
Yeah.
And then you guys get back together and you've been married and you get two kids and happy ever since.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It worked out.
Do you think your parents prayed for you guys to get
back together? No, absolutely not. I don't think there was any prayer.
No?
I think there was more like my mom was just like, wow, I didn't realize I raised a dummy.
Oh, wow, that's really harsh. I guess that's a form of prayer.
It's a joke.
J-Lo's mom prayed for 20 years, she said, on Good Morning America yesterday for her and Ben to get back together.
Stop.
And J-Lo's like, okay, mom, anyway.
Thank you.
She was embarrassed.
Stop.
So wait a second. You're telling me, because she's been married previously. Yeah. Mark Anthony.
She had the kids, the grandkids. Like, you didn't like Mark?
So when she was with Mark and when she was with all the other men.
Uh-huh. The backup dancer and all
she
that.
She was praying against them?
That's right.
That's harsh.
That's a lie.
No, hold on. Now, Ben Affleck was after the backup dancer, so that's important, right?
Oh, okay.
So, because she was married before Ben. And Ben and her were about to get married, and I think the day of or the day before, that's when it ended. Like, that's when they didn't get married.
That's really dramatic.
It is extreme.
That's extremely dramatic.
People don't talk about that enough.
I didn't even know that.
It's such a dramatic story.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Right.
So the fact that they're back together after, like, imagine, you leave someone almost at the aisle, right?
That's
like,
you're really dramatic.
Yeah. The fact that they'd ever take you back is crazy.
Yeah, true.
But I was just thinking, like, her mom was praying for 20 years, and that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, Mark Anthony was there. They had two kids.
Beautiful kids, grandkids.
So Mark Anthony's singing these Spanish ballads, and their grandmother's in the audience, and she's like, I just wish it wasn't him.
Lord Jesus.
I really wish it was the guy from Argo.
Like, you know what I mean? Lord Jesus, please.
Yeah.
Please release her from
this. Listen, let me tell you
this.
My sister lives in LA. I was down there over Christmas time, and we ran into Ben Affleck's shop.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God. He was doing the last minute shop.
Okay.
It was him and all of his kids, like blended family style, like five kids in that.
Of course.
And I was with my son. I said, that's Batman.
What'd your son say?
He didn't care nothing what I was talking about. Yeah. But the funniest part of all of it, and the reason I'm telling the story is just to let you know, these celebs, they're just regular folk.
Mm-hmm.
My man Ben was December 23rd, stressed out, just buying a bunch of stuff. Just stressed.
What do you buy her?
It's stuff from Goop.
Yeah, I get.
No, he was in the Goop store running up to check.
It was the Goop store.
Yeah,
his ex. Oh, you know his ex is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Wait a lie.
Yeah, you didn't know
oh,
that.
Wow.
Yeah. Ben Affleck?
Yeah, you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
No, he can't do that. That's a violation.
Oh,
he can't do it. That's a violation. Oh, my goodness.
Can you go to your ex-girlfriend's store to buy stuff for your wife?
Not for me.
Okay. All right.
Never could be me.
Maybe J-Lo doesn't care.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow. Well, I do.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, I know Leah is one of the most conciliatory, fun people I've ever met. But then there are people who like to be a bit of a troll. And the man sitting across from me likes to have some fun with some people, especially Leah, loves to troll Leah.
Who are you talking about right now?
Who do you think?
Now, the reason I'm bringing up trolling, Dames, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to know, Dames, if you had all the money in the world, would you troll like this? Okay? There's a man from Montreal.
Yeah.
He lives in Toronto, makes his money in Toronto.
Right.
But he hates the Leafs.
First of all, you can't do that.
Well.
You can't make all your money in hockey town and then hate the hockey team.
That's what I think, too.
But he can't.
Because you could never make that kind of money in Montreal. Otherwise, you'd be living there.
Yo, where's the bell?
I'm just saying. And you'd have to make it en français.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't make English money.
Oui, oui.
The other thing is, he has season tickets to the Leafs. And this guy gets on TV all the time, and they just figured this out. And every time a non-Leafs team scores, the television cameras go to him because he'll usually be the only one in the audience wearing the jersey of the other team.
The Seattle Kraken jersey.
Well, on Tuesday when they played game one, the camera went to him, and people were like,
Wait a second.
What do you mean there's Florida Panther fans? Because they don't have a huge following.
They don't have a base.
And so...
and they found that out this week when they tried to stop us from buying tickets.
And they couldn't sell it out.
And they couldn't sell it out.
Yeah. So anyway, by the way, the Florida Panthers fans could not sell out their home game on Sunday this year.
Right.
So this guy, turns out there's like shots of him in every jersey in the NHL, except for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So at home, he has every jersey, every single jersey, except for the Leafs, because he goes to cheer against the Leafs.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to give you, here's the thing. These are not cheap.
Season seats are never cheap.
I'm on the waiting list for season seats. I've been on the waiting list for 10 years.
Stop it.
It takes 30 years to get them. And even when I do get it, I keep assuming I'll be rich by the time I get there.
Right.
Because that's what I did. I made a bet on myself. I'm like, by the time I'm 50, I want to be rich and
be able to
afford this.
Yeah.
The tickets for that and the lower bowl, $30,000 a year.
Stop it.
Per seat.
Yo.
And if you have a license where actually it's your seat where they you don't get assigned a different seat, That is $100,000.
And this is what this guy has.
This guy has, I don't know if he's got a license, he's got season six.
Well, he must have a license because they know they could just pan to this guy.
Yeah, I think he probably does have a license.
But listen, to answer your question, expert level troll, I appreciate this.
You like it, all right.
I like it, I like it, man.
There are people that are really upset with this guy because they're like, listen, man, you could do anything else with that money. You could give it to charity, you could you could feed people, you could do whatever you want, but you're going to a Leaf game?
Yeah,
like you hate this team.
Well, I understand that sentiment, but you don't get to tell the next man what to do with his money. Stop pocket watching.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
I could understand it, but there's no integrity in what he's doing because he's going for every other team. He's not like
he's a Canadiens fan though.
Okay, then stick with that. Why are you wearing Florida Panthers jersey? Stick with that.
Well,
then.
Because they're the team playing the Leafs right now.
Okay, that's the point. Though.
He's not anything. He's just anti-Leafs.
He's anti-Leafs. That's what it is. I don't know. To me, that's
you don't like that?
No, of course not. Like, it'd be one thing to be vouching for a team,
uh-huh.
but to be going against a team.
So, your two reactions are the two reactions I'm seeing online. I'm seeing people who are like, "Listen, I'm a Leafs fan. That's an expert level troll. Whatever, do whatever you want with your money."
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing people like, "That's just spite. Like, what's wrong with
you're
you?"
You're doing it out of spite.
And then they did it. They did an interview with the Toronto Star. Basically, his daughter, who always goes with him, they're like, "This is how we bond. Like, this is our father daughter time." And people are like, "That's messed up." And I'm kind of like, I don't judge that. I don't judge that. But
girl dad.
I wanted
girl
to know.
Girl dad.
I wanted to know at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Do you respect this troll job? Or are you with Leah and you're like, you know what? That is just, it's a little, how would you describe
it? It's petty.
Petty.
It's petty.
Okay.
So there's no
So is it cool or is it petty?
It's petty and I'm petty wop. I love it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So there's a guy, and they've just sort of discovered that he's doing this. He owns Leafs season seats, which you know are like in the lower bowl where this guy is, probably $30,000 per seat.
Yeah.
He owns a couple of them.
Yeah.
And he goes to every game with his daughter, and they wear the jersey of the opposing team because they hate the Leafs. He's from Montreal.
Right. Okay, so let me get this straight. You just said $30,000 per seat.
Probably, yeah.
So there's about, what, 40-something, 40 games?
41 games.
Not including playoffs.
That's right.
So it's about, and we're only estimating here.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're saying about $1,000 a seat.
Can be, yeah. If it's as low in the platinum section as I think it is.
And he don't like the Leafs.
No, he doesn't like the Leafs. Now, he can resell. Now, maybe those seats, some seats are like $15,000. So I don't know what his total cost in is.
Right.
But I'm just saying on the higher end, in the lower bowl,
right.
you can spend a lot of money. Now, you can resell those. A lot of people, when they buy them, they'll resell them through the Leafs and make a profit off them and stuff like that to other people.
It's do whatever flip, they want. It's a hustle.
It is. This guy, though, I think people are either...
they hate him.
Yeah, Dames is on this guy's side because you like the level of pettiness.
It's not that I'm on his side, but I respect the commitment and the level of petty.
Because he's there 40 times
a
year.
He's there. And like you said, we saw him in a different jersey the other
day.
And now he's in a Panthers jersey. It's like, hold on a second. This guy is spending his money. He got all the other team's jerseys, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Lee, you think it's ridiculous.
I just think it's like it's out of spite.
I also think it offends your money sensibilities because you're very fiscally.
I also don't make the amount of money this man makes.
Leah spent more than $50 on her hair the other day because she went to somebody else for a quick second, and Leah's still upset about it.
I yell at myself
more than
in the
50
mirror.
Bucks on her hair to get her hair done.
And well, let me just lob the one compliment I'm going to lob out towards Leah the entire day.
Uh-huh.
Your hair looks good.
This is not even done by them. I did my own hair.
Dames, there are people, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Dames.
Dames is not allowed to say Leaf.
I never said it.
And somebody said, Dames, stop dropping the elbow.
I guess I said it.
Not
people know you. People know what you're about.
So here,
you don't have the same commitment that this man does.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly.
So that's not true. Here's the text. The guy's daughter will have the best memories with her dad, and she has some probably next level troll skills, so that's a win-win.
Yeah.
Another one from the 416, pretty extreme. Karma will get them this year when the Leafs win this series. I like that. From Hamilton, I grew up cheering for every team the Leafs were playing. I'm a Canucks fan in Hamilton. I respect the pettiness. You do what you want with your money.
Yo, facts.
Of course, he can't. No, that's not the question here.
Yeah.
It's whether it's respectable or not.
Some people have an issue with where he spends his money. I'm like, you know what?
It's his money, man. He could be a billionaire. We don't know.
Well, he for sure is.
Stop pocket watching. I got a text here, and I kind of like it.
Read it.
Okay.
it's his right to do what he wants.
Yeah,
end
James,
of sentence. No, I'm just kidding.
We just said that.
No. It says his right to do what he wants.
Uh-huh.
The L fans are bullying him. Where do you think school bullying comes from? Adults set the stage. We have become mob mentality.
Okay, let me throw this at you. Okay. I know we had that whole anti-bullying, stop bullying campaign, whatever, about 10 years ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
Some people should be bullied a little bit. Like sometimes it's like, man, get out of here. I don't mean in the school, but some people it's like, no, they're doing something objectively wrong, but we're bullying them by telling them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's when it got
saying.
A little extreme
well,
for me.
Yeah, is it bullying? Like, that's the question, right?
Another one from Hamilton. He's a big loser with the big L.
that's bullying.
From the 647. I would say he has a huge desire for attention. That is embarrassing.
Ooh, that's a new look at it.
Yeah.
Is he doing this maybe for attention? You're telling me that the camera always pans over to him?
Well, yeah, because they got to find somebody in the crowd who's cheering for the other team, right?
I think moving forward now,
yeah,
as of yesterday, he might be doing it for attention.
Okay.
But until yesterday, we never heard of this dude. This has only been a story for the last 24, 48 hours. To say he's trying to get notoriety for spending money to be petty and hate
That is possible, though, right?
I mean, let me tell you, anything is possible.
All right, Dave.
All right, and there's one more person. I have so much respect for this guy. This is from Oshawa. Yes, I'm a Habs fan, too. You know what? Habs fans are just salty that they got the most they got to look forward to is the draft this year.
Oh.
And I, you know?
Yep.
Seriously. Okay.
Goodbye.
Right? And I also don't like them for what they did to the Leafs a couple years ago and then went all the Stanley Cup finals.
Goodbye.
This whole thing is biased. This whole conversation
is
biased. I can feel it.
And also screw this guy.
Yeah. Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
All right, so we got some news out of Hollywood. Not the news that they want, but it's a start. NBC, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, they're committed to paying staffers for the next 3 weeks. Of course, writers in Hollywood are on shutdown. They're striking. I think wages are probably the biggest issue that are
huge
at hand. And I know, nobody ever likes to say that, but let's be honest, that's usually what it is. According to The Hollywood Reporter, both Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers were on the call for this one because earlier this week they were criticized by a lady named Sarah Cabos, who is a senior photo research coordinator on The Tonight Show. And she publicly called out Jimmy Fallon for his absence in a meeting where his own crew were initially told that NBC would pay for 1 week. Hmm. So I guess they're trying to save face after getting called out. I don't know. I think 3 weeks is good. I think the reality of it is NBC is hoping and they're probably thinking it won't last longer than that.
I know.
But it was a long time in 2007.
It was
150 days.
Yeah. And it ruined a lot of shows and a lot of movies. Like,
well, dude,
terrible.
So if you think back, what they're saying is reality TV really catapulted after that strike.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I wonder why.
Real Housewives really started to launch like right in there, 2009. Right in there.
Catalyst for it was, yeah.
Yeah. So, and also, yeah. So live sports and reality TV are going to explode again. That's
the only issue
happen.
Is everything is coming to an end except for baseball.
that's good for some people. I like baseball just like I throw it on in the background and do laundry or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I love going
to a
game.
Are you hand washing all of your laundry?
No, I just fold. I fold. And then I lay on the couch
right,
and I fold
fair,
and
fair,
it's good.
Fair.
Good Sunday afternoon.
Missy Elliott is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hey,
let's give it up for Missy.
For
clap it up for Missy. She is joined by Kate Bush, Rage Against the Machine, Sheryl Crow, George Michael, The Spinners, and Willie Nelson this year, all inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, controversy stirring up online because it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and president of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame reported to Rolling Stone. His name is Joel Persman. He said, people always try to pigeonhole what rock and roll is, but our story has always been that it's a wide tent. It includes different kinds of genres. We think this class really shows the breadth of rock and roll. When you have Missy Elliott, Sheryl Crow, The Spinners, along with Rage Against the Machine and Willie Nelson, you're covering a lot of things. You see, he contradicted himself like 5 times in that statement. You're covering a lot of things. Well, that would say it's not rock and roll, isn't it?
Well, he's saying that that's the base, I guess, of music.
I don't know what he's saying. All I know is I'm happy for Missy Elliott.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're happy for her, sure. They should change the name of that Rocco, they shouldn't change. They shouldn't keep it as that.
You know what? Let's start a petition online. Petition.org.
You want to create it?
No, why not? I'll do it. If somebody texts me with a better name for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at 999999 and I like it, I may just put a petition.org up.
Legends of Music.
There you go.
You like that?
No, you text, I don't text it to me.
Well, you
I'll
don't
see.
Have a suggestion. So.
only the official official submission.
Yeah.
You must text it in. No, you can't. You can't
follow instructions, Alia.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, let's welcome Bradley to Ghosted.
Hello,
what's up, Brad?
Bradley.
Hey, I'm. How are you two doing?
We're great.
Good.
But we're more concerned about you, Brad. What's going on with you?
Oh, geez. Things could be better. I am kind of new to the dating thing again. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been ghosted.
Okay.
What happened? I guess what do you mean you're kind of new again? Tell us that.
Oh, I haven't dated in about 5 years. So this is, it's not brand new, but it sure feels like it. A lot's changed in 5 years. I mean,
yeah,
I'm 5 years older.
It's a wild adjustment when you're like hopping back into the pool.
All right. So tell us why you think you were ghosted. Tell us a little bit about this person, the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. So her name is Caitlin. We were dating for about 2 months and I'm really into her. I think she's great. She's a tad younger than me and I'm hoping that's not why she's ghosting me, but I'm starting to think that's what it is.
How much younger?
Oh, not a lot. I'm 32 and she's 27.
Okay.
But I think I might come across as a little bit older because I do have a kid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can relate. It's trickier dating with a kid,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's so much so. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll give her a call next. We'll find out what's going on.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so if you're just catching up with Ghosted, we got Bradley. And Bradley is a guy in his 30s with a kid dating for the first time in like 5 years. Right, Brad?
Yeah. No, it's been a good five.
It's different. It's a different experience dating with a kid.
Oh, my gosh. It really is. Like, I mean, my kid ultimately comes first. I got to plan everything around it. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of dates after they go to bed. A lot of dates.
It's kind of hot, though. He's getting out there.
Yeah.
He has his priorities straight.
I remember it. It's kind of like fun.
Had a vibe about you when you were first dating when Everly was really little.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
was
had
it a good vibe?
Yeah, I was like...
Did I lose the vibe?
I don't like men, but do I like you? Yes. There's a hotness in prioritizing your children. There is.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so Brad, we're going to call this Caitlin person who you've seen for a little bit. The last time you saw her was when?
Oh, it was probably a week and a half ago that we went on our last date.
Let's make the phone call then.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Caitlin?
This is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. It's Adam Wilde and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of okays flying around here.
This is
everybody's okay.
Yeah, this is odd and probably really abrupt. We have some questions to ask you about ghosting lately.
Yeah.
You ghosted Brad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's not any of your business.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. But, you know, since we're here, we're all here, would you mind sharing any reason why that might have happened?
Because I'm no longer interested.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I didn't like what I saw the last time I saw him, so.
What did you see?
Okay. All right. It's just not going to be a popular response, but to be honest, I like to be honest here. Like, okay, his kid is a brat.
Oh.
He wanted me to meet his kid, and she ruined the entire date and my appetite and my attraction to Brad.
I'm so sorry, but I need to step in here. Caitlin, please don't call Sydney that. That's my child.
Caitlin,
what happened, guys? And sorry, Brad has been listening on the phone. This is supposed to be like we're supposed to reconnect you guys. But can you tell me a little more?
Well, okay. I mean,
Brad's
honestly,
a strong
Brad
word for a kid,
probably,
right?
Well, it's a good thing that he hears this, okay? Sydney needs to be disciplined better. Her behavior was embarrassing.
Well, I mean, guys, real quick, I want you all to know that Sydney's 3 years old. She's
okay.
Oh.
So what happened, guys?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, I get maybe where she's coming from. She was a bit disruptive at the keg. But like,
you brought a 3-year-old to the keg
for the first time.
Well, there's your problem.
Was this Caitlin's first time meeting Sydney?
It was. I was so excited for her to meet Sydney because I really like Caitlin so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And the mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes are good. So Caitlin, what did you see? What is this here? What happened?
Well, it was just really hard for him to control his child. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry, Bradley. It was a bad look. Like, it showed me the power dynamic you have versus your child. She runs you. Guys, she was out of control. Like, she's throwing utensils and napkins everywhere. She's smearing butter all over herself. Whenever he told her to be quiet, she would start shrieking.
She's a baby.
Screamed at me. She wouldn't calm down until, like, he picked her up, like, under his arm to leave. Like, just... It was embarrassing. I don't know. She just made really quite the scene.
Adam, you know, sometimes they are lawless.
Yeah, and the thing is that they might be otherwise well-disciplined kids, but if they're having a bad night or they didn't have a good nap or, you know, they got to go to the bathroom and they don't know that. Like seriously, yeah. I have I know people whose kids don't like to go number two and it makes them cranky. Yeah. Like it could be anything, right?
Yeah.
And they don't know how to express that, so they yell and scream.
Big feelings.
I'm gonna say that perhaps the keg was not the best venue for you to see the best in Sydney. And I think, you know, I understand that it was supposed to be a date, but a 3-year-old at a restaurant like that, they're bored, they're hot, they just want to go and watch the Wiggles, man. Do you feel like it was so bad that you'd never call them again?
I just feel like right now the damage is done. I mean, I meant it. Like, I said, like I just lost my attraction.
Brad, what do you want to say to this?
Caitlin, okay, honestly, listen, I really like you, right? And I really do think there's something here. And, you know, I brought Sydney out too soon. I was just overly excited about you and for you two to meet. And, yeah, I messed up. The keg was not a good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks. That you're all right about that. And just... Can we try this again? I think I just made an error here.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just feel like you need to work out some stuff at home.
Okay.
It was nice to meet you, Brad. Okay. I gotta go now.
Okay. Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Caitlin's dead. the reason I was telling you to stop there is my Nana always had this saying. And the saying is, it's a bit aggressive, but it's give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Oh.
It's another way of saying when people tell you who they are, believe them. And they tell you through their actions. And I'll tell you, Brad, this sounds like somebody who thought they were maybe okay with the kid.
Yeah.
Who are not, they're just not ready.
And that's going to be a reoccur. Like kids are, kids can be up and down. If she can't handle that and you know, gets mad at you for that, then maybe she's not the best fit and maybe she's not ready to be with somebody who has a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are right. And I think I was just so excited, you know.
Jax is definitely turned on by your dadness.
Don't.
So, Dames, what do you think? What do you think?
I see both sides of the coin.
Okay.
Okay, explain.
Here, first off, Caitlin is 27, Brad is 32. Brad has child. Caitlin does not. Caitlin does not understand what it's like living with a 3-year-old.
That's very true. That's what
they
I thought,
are
too.
Terrorists.
They're the worst.
I have a 3-year-old, love her to bits.
Yep.
Which there are moments of contention, particularly in restaurants.
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
It's a new environment, and it's highly stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get a kid to understand how to behave in a stimulus environment? You have to take them to the environment. It's a learning process for the child, but it was also a learning opportunity for Caitlin and Brad.
So do you think that Brad made a big mistake here?
No. I don't think he made a big mistake. I think he just... I think he might have saw something in Caitlin
mm-hmm.
that he thought was there, but it wasn't.
Right. And she may have thought, this is what I thought, and this is why I give her a little bit of grace, because the texts are just lighting her up right now.
So you're not going to call my kid a brat.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair. Brat's a heavy word.
Oh, my goodness.
But I do want to say, I think sometimes people are like, maybe I'm ready for that. Like, I remember a couple times when I was on Bumble when I was single, people find out that I was a dad. It would be in my profile.
Right. Yeah.
But they'd be like, oh, you're a dad? And then you'd never hear from them again. And it's because some people just don't want that. They don't want to have to deal with an ex. They don't want to have to deal with another kid,
fair.
Like, you know, someone else's kid. Like I and then some people do. Some people don't mind that. Right. So it's all about your preferences. And I think maybe she was just testing the waters. But I got to say, to me, Brad's biggest screw up is the fact that they did it at the keg. Go to the park.
Question.
So the kid can
play.
You think the problem was the keg? What about the timeline? Only 2 months in.
No, because they're 32 and 27, though.
What about that?
It depends on how intense the dating was.
Must have been
intense. In my opinion.
It was intense. It seems like it was intense, at least for Brad.
2 months in is early. It's early.
You think it's too early?
If I may just jump here and say this.
Please.
Caitlin was doing a lot of brat talk. Sound to me very much like she was raised as a brat.
It takes one
just
to know
saying.
One.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Intolerable of a 3-year-old's behavior at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Some people are like, wait a second, was this a first date? No, they'd been dating for a while.
2 months.
If it was a first date, that's on you, Brad.
Yeah.
All right, now, if you want to rewatch anything, go through the details, whatever, Instagram or TikTok, it's at Virgin Radio Toronto.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
So we know Hollywood is on strike. There's no late night, just reruns. And it's looking like it's going to be that way for a little while. So NBC has decided to take action. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers have committed to paying their staff for the next 3 weeks. I know, it doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, this is week one. It's already gone. It's the next 12 days. But if you get the announcement out on a Thursday, this week counts. Now, the reason this is making headline news is because they were actually called out, or Jimmy Fallon was actually called out by a lady named Sarah Cobos, who's a senior photo research coordinator at The Tonight Show. And she publicly called out Jimmy Fallon for his absence in a meeting where his crew were initially told that NBC would only be paying for 1 week. So I guess he's taking action and stepping up for the next couple of weeks to kind of save face. And somebody else leaked some information that usually he's not on these meetings, and he was on this Zoom meeting yesterday. So
just to give you an idea, I looked up their salaries. Jimmy, because late night hosts get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is making $21 million a year. 21.9, it's almost 22. Seth Meyers is making $5 million. Now,
wait a second. That's disparity, man.
Well, I mean, I think one show is a much more hotter prime like slot than Seth.
So you think
Seth
it's
Meyers.
The slot, not the talent?
Definitely the slot. I'm not a big Fallon guy.
Neither
I've never been
I.
a big guy.
I don't like Fallon.
I think Seth Meyers is really funny for his style, like which is super political and that sort of thing. Sometimes that gets tiring. But like these shows rake in hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So the hosts and that sort of thing are worth it. But I would also say if you're a host and you're making that much, especially Fallon,
you can
21
back
million,
a couple. Yeah.
You can give back $2 or $3 million this year. You've been making $20 million for 10 years.
And these people are why you're making that money.
Exactly.
Right?
They make you look good.
Yeah. It's a give and take for sure. Like when you think about, I was reading an article earlier this week about James Corden. Obviously, we know his show went off the air last week. They were saying it was because he was hemorrhaging money.
Yep.
Right?
Like, because TV doesn't make the money it used to.
It ran $65 million.
That's bad.
And it was only bringing in $45 million.
Yep.
Right? So they're like, the math ain't math in here. But back to the original story. Hopefully this Hollywood strike doesn't take too long, because the last time this happened was over 150 days, 2007. And it's largely credited to the rise in reality TV.
Yeah.
So
that's when all the Real Housewives shows really kicked off. That's when they really blew up.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. The writer's strike made room for what's that Netflix show with Love is Blind? All right, Missy Elliott going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And clap it up for Missy. That's right. That's right. She'll be joined by Kate Bush, Rage Against the Machine, Sheryl Crow, George Michael, The Spinners, Willie Nelson. And CEO and president of Rolling Stone was able to get a quote. Because people are a little bit confused. Like, they're like, Missy Elliott is not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame act. What's she doing in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And it was quoted, people are always trying to pigeonhole what rock and roll is, but our story has been a wide tent. It includes different types of genres. We think that this class really does show that. Missy Elliott, Sheryl Crow, The Spinners, along with Rage Against the Machine and Willie Nelson, you're covering a lot of things, and that is a fact.
Well, that is what it is.
Producer Leah takes issue with this.
Yeah, she doesn't like this, but
I just think they should change the title. Just change the title. It's confusing to people. This argument happens every single year.
It does, it does.
They always bring the statement up when they're inducting like a hip-hop artist or an R&B artist or anybody that's not within the realm of what we consider rock and roll.
There you go.
Is so Elton John in there?
Again.
Yeah, he is.
What about Britney?
I don't think so, not yet.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so imagine posing for a lingerie shot with your mother. Leah, can you imagine that?
I cannot. I cannot imagine that. Not with my mother.
What
a different
would Jesus
mother,
say,
maybe.
Honestly.
A what would Jesus
mother.
Say or do? Like the bracelets from back in the day.
Jesus wouldn't approve, so no, it's not going go. Down.
So, all right, but, so okay, but hold on, though. But yeah. What if your mother was
loves the
international
world
supermodel.
Loves famous the international supermodel?
What's the question?
So Heidi Klum did this with her daughter, Lenny.
Okay.
Lenny is 18.
18.
And people were like, this is disgusting. I can't believe this. Now, Heidi is a international supermodel.
Yeah.
James, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Your wife is an international supermodel.
She is.
Already.
Unbeknownst to me.
And
although
she
is my pride and joy. She's
there you
beautiful.
Go. So then she posts this on Instagram with your daughter when your daughter's 18. How do you feel about it?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. This is one of them cases where the internet just need to shut up.
Okay.
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 Because this right here, what this is two models working, right?
Two models modeling.
Exactly. And it's lingerie, and I understand the outrage. I get where people are coming from. But when I look at this ad, right, this is not classless. This is done in good taste. And if her daughter is a model as well, who better to learn from than your mother?
One of the greatest models
of
all time.
One of the greatest models of all time. They both look great. And beyond just what it looks like, I don't see the issue here at all. Now, if it was my wife and my daughter,
mm-hmm.
I would rather my daughter be on set with my wife taking pictures in lingerie than somebody else.
Okay. So
fair
I guess
enough.
The,
okay.
I guess the issue here is the age, right?
Yeah. Well, so she's 18. I mean, God, modeling, some of these models like that
sure.
are walking catwalks are like
are younger
14,
than that.
15.
So if she was 16, do you think you would still have the same?
Listen.
That's a different,
no,
I mean,
no,
it's
no,
a different
it's
conversation, though.
No, it's
though.
Not, because this is, I understand what you're saying, Leah, but this is also like, this is parental consent. Mm-hmm. Rather than signing a slip saying, I authorize this, your mom is there with you. So there's no funny business that can go on there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, right. I think it's more so the image of her is, you know, it's out in the public of her wearing.
Right. But that's
like, little to
but if you you are a model, that's
right.
what that's sort of part of being a model,
okay.
right?
Okay.
That the whole you're...
And the thing about it, I think, is it's not tasteless.
Right.
Like, this doesn't look like OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not okay. that I know what OnlyFans.
You would never know.
I would
not,
never know.
Could be me.
You heard things. You've heard things. Yeah.
You know what I say we do? I say we play these commercials and then we call Leah's mom and ask her.
Okay. Yeah, you think that's a good idea? She's gonna get mad at you.
Interrupt morning prayers.
You're the one that's gonna lose here.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Man, the more I find out about this Ed Sheeran story about him being sued, the more I'm
like
man,
it's nasty.
This is bad.
It's
okay,
nasty.
So let me just bring you back to this if you haven't. Now you've heard the song "Thinking Out Loud."
Yeah.
I would have Dame sing it, but I could just play it for
it's
you.
It's my wedding.
Sounds
song.
Like the, oh, is it you?
Yeah,
is it?
It is.
You got married in 2016?
15.
Oh wow.
I'm thinking about.
Oh man, come on now.
Maybe just the touch of a hand.
Imagine touching your hand and falling
it's
in love forever.
Yeah.
Oh, Dames, he's getting sentimental.
Imagine taking this.
Yeah, sentimental Dames is new.
I don't know if I like it.
Listen, it happens when the Ed Sheeran comes.
All right. So right here.
So honey now.
Man, say honey now.
Okay.
So I want you to hear that part because I want you to then hear this. This is Marvin Gaye. So
much to give. Marvin Gaye and them need to stop.
Wait, hold on.
No.
Okay.
There is some similarity.
No, the similarity. There is some similarity. The similarity is the chord progression.
And the
which
tempo.
Is the same.
And the tempo.
And there's yeah, but you can't sue people based on tempo. That's a beat per minute.
I'm saying the combination.
Even then you can't.
It's still a similarity.
There's only so many tempos, there's only so many notes.
Guys.
Never be wrong.
Guys. Marvin Gaye's estate has to stop.
So
you
they
can't keep pretending that Marvin Gaye is the only musician ever, and everybody is just biting off Marvin Gaye. We love Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did with Blurred Lines, that was egregious.
Yes, that
you sued, and you won because there was no contest there. But what they trying to do to Ed Sheeran right now, I don't see it. It's a reach.
It's $100 million they're suing him for, too.
Reach.
$100 million.
Reach. Now, Ed Sheeran said he's done. If I lose this, I'm quitting. I'm done.
Well, here's the other thing, and this is where it gets really bad, okay? Not only do you lose Ed Sheeran, but Ed Sheeran's grandmother just passed away. And he
thoughts
can't go to the funeral because he has to be at court. Isn't that the worst?
That's terrible.
Terrible.
That's terrible. Why can't they do anything about that? I don't understand that part.
Yeah, well, they should. But I guess
knowing the legal process, that it'll just go on next week and the week after that and then the month after. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that seems a little
Leah,
odd
you think, I feel apprehension on my take on this.
No, yeah. No, I just, Leah? I do realize there is similarities to the songs. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he took from it. I'm not saying he stole from it. I'm just saying Adam put them back to back, I heard the similarities.
Okay, let me ask you
just
this
thinking
now.
It over.
There was a song playing earlier today. If I'm not mistaken, it was Miley Cyrus' Flowers. And you said that sounded like a Bruno Mars.
Well, because it's supposed to.
But she blatantly said that it is a take from Bruno Mars.
So why Marvin Gaye don't go sue the two of them?
Because he's not involved in their case, I actually.
But they're doing good for everybody. Yeah.
Bruno could.
But she's giving him credit. So there must be credit in the
but
money.
Ed Sheeran is not
song.
Giving credit because he's saying, this didn't inspire me at all.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of this
Marvin
Gaye.
Yeah, we understand the case. I'm just saying there are similarities with the chords and the tempo. And when you put it together back to back, you can hear the similarities.
So here, and this is what I'll leave you with, because there's no way to answer this question definitively one way or the other.
We're not him.
But I think the question is it stealing if somebody influences you? If you are influenced by somebody else's music, which everybody is.
That's
we built
the problem,
on the previous
man.
Generation. Listen to half the hooks in pop music. Do you think all of them didn't come from ABBA? Because they all did. All of them did right now.
Sure, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it blatant or not?
Where's the line?
Where's the line?
Right? The blurred line.
This
is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we go.
Yeah, we were going to let it glow. But
Leah wants to talk about Marvin Gaye's estate versus Ed Sheeran thinking out loud one more time. Now, you found this on Instagram. What is this?
I did. I found...
So on Instagram.
Yeah, I found basically...
Reputable source, that Instagram.
No, but it's... whatever. Just listen to
She's
it.
She's going to reach over there and smack
it's
you in a minute.
Ed Sheeran's thinking out loud mixed in with Let's Get It On, and they sound very similar when you listen to this.
Okay, stop that for a second.
I can't. Baby, it's Instagram, it doesn't let
this
me.
Is,
oh, that,
that's thinking out loud.
Continue playing.
Trying to hold back and feeling for so long.
Heart could still pull less.
So,
come on now.
So, I told you the chord progression is the same.
Yeah.
But that's allowed.
That's allowed, but it's very, very similar.
None of the melody, which is what Ed and Marvin
which
are singing, is the same. That's what you sue for. Is the melody. Listen.
Baby man,
trying to hold back.
Ba ba ba.
The melody is similar as well.
No.
Okay, but here's the thing.
They're not saying, I don't hear that.
Here's the thing. Let me just say this. You're taking the chorus from Ed Sheeran's song and a verse from Marvin Gaye's song.
That's semantics. It's still within the same song.
The whole thing is semantics.
But the lawsuit is the song versus the song. It doesn't matter what part of the song. It matters the song versus the song.
We're talking about chord progression.
core progressions.
You're losing your point here, Dames. You had something going, and now you're losing the
core
point.
Core progressions happen losing at the certain point. Points
now,
in the
let's
music.
Go back to Adam's
you
point about melody.
You can't stick a chorus and a verse and be like, oh, yeah, this matches.
Yes, you can.
So we can.
Yes, you can.
All right.
Of course you can.
All right.
So here's what...
All of right. course you could. That's right. What I love, silly
what
thing
I love
to say.
About Dames being in is Leah and Dames argue all morning.
Listen, the only reason we're talking about this is because she wanted to drive a point home. Right
no,
now.
Well, it's not a bad oh, point. Wow. I think there's
I'm
something to be said about it.
You know, what I'm saying is this. Sorry, Adam.
No, no.
What I'm saying is this. It's easier to put the two pieces together and present them in a way where it's like, yeah, we're trying to present you and show you that these are similar.
Yeah, that's the point of the lawsuit.
No. The point of the, but that's not the piece of music, right? I just talked to you off mic. When you heard Thinking Out Loud the first time, did you ever in a million years think of Marvin Gaye,
no.
Let's Get It On?
No, but I don't
Nobody
think of Marvin Gaye, Let's
Marvin
Get It
Gaye
No,
family.
But I don't think of Marvin Gaye on the regular.
Okay.
So
all right.
that's.
Well, you better not, you better keep that down before
so
they come after you.
We're going to find out.
That's just based on, you can't base it on me.
So what we know here is that Leah is thrilled that Ed Sheeran can't go to his grandmother's funeral. I think that's what the takeaway
oh,
is.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Oh, you want to deflect? Oh, you want to deflect? Is that what this is?
All right, Jax will be back tomorrow, but we'll see Dames again next week. Week. Dames,
Looking
thanks so much,
to
man.
It. Love it.
We love to have
Bye,
you,
Dames.
Virgin Mornings.